singer, actor, educator, arts leader. As the executive director for the Omaha Community Playhouse, Becky Noble has done it all, but that was not her original career plan. After graduating from Burke High School, Becky's path took her to Boston, back to Omaha, across the country with a touring theater company, back to Omaha again, and ultimately to Omaha South High School as a teacher and community arts leader. When retirement from OPS came in 2022, Becky thought it was time to step back. And then?
I got a call about the Playhouse. So I said, well, I'll come for a little while. I said, 6 months. I'll do like 6 months. And I was there for 2 weeks. And my husband said, Becky, I think you're having a really good time. I said, I am. It's really fun. I love being there. There were so many people there I knew. Some of the staff has been there 30 years. We have one staff member who's been there 50 years. I mean, there are folks who have poured their passion and their art into the Playhouse, and it was so invigorating, really, to be around them.
Given her career background, Becky understands what a quality arts scene can bring to a community.
I believe that the arts have the power to educate and to also expand. I mean, we have done some shows at the Playhouse in the 2 years that I've been there that some people haven't loved. And I think that's almost as important as all the ones you do that people love. Because the ones they don't love, they thought about it enough. They thought about the subject matter. They thought about the people that were involved enough to maybe make it matter. And I also believe that the arts have the power to bring people together. You have to collaborate to do theater. You just don't have a choice. So that idea of collaboration, of working together, of being a team, of promoting leadership when you're on that stage and so on, and when you're behind the stage, when you're behind the scenes, as the stage manager, as a set builder, the things that you contribute in terms of making a whole arts organization run, and the importance that it has in the community, in the world, to teach us. I just think the teaching element of it is really important.
Always the teacher, Becky sees a future filled with exciting productions and education partnerships.
I think one of the things that we're particularly excited about is that we're going to do Come From Away to open our 2026 season, and it will actually open on the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And I think that's kind of spiritual in some ways and monumental, and we're planning a lot of things to go around that, to connect with that. And I love that idea of being able to do that. We also are developing a really strong partnership with the Omaha Conservatory of Music and the Omaha Academy of Ballet. And if I had to give my ultimate hope, it would be that the three of us would be able to connect our spaces to become a true art center in the center of Omaha.
Becky first appeared on the Playhouse stage in 1976 and in many other shows since. All these years later, she never imagined serving as OCP executive director.
It's always been a part of my life. The draw in that space, those two theaters. I really love the small one for telling stories because you're so close to everybody. But that draw has always been there. But oh my gosh, I never would have thought that. My mother would be thrilled. She would just think that's the coolest thing in the world because she used to do shows there. So she'd be like, wow, good job, Beck.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Michael Hilt.